Kate Lochte has joined me in the studio, along with Murray Art Guild Executive Director Debbie Danielson. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you.
Debbie, we're here to talk about an event occurring at the Murray Art Guild tomorrow.
Yes.
Go ahead and let's do the business and then look at what's behind the project.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, the Art Guild is hosting an Empty Bowls project, and it'll be at the Guild from 5 to 7 tomorrow evening. The Guild is located at 500 North 4th Street, and you can get this information off of our website. Do you want me to go ahead and explain Empty Bowls?
Yeah, and the charge for participation.
Mm-hmm. Empty Bowls is a grassroots program that partners artists in the community with other people in the community building handcrafted bowls. The bowls are then used to serve a very simple soup dinner. After the guests have eaten, they are invited to take that bowl home with them as a reminder of those in need. Especially with food insecurities. The charge or fee is for a minimum of $15 donation. Guests are invited to participate. That's a minimum. If people want to donate more, that's fine, because all of the proceeds will go to the Murray Need Line.
Now, this is a project that has some legs across the country and in our region as well. I think Terra Ceramics managed to put out 1,400 bowls in February and just went to town with it at the Cherry Civic Center.
Mm-hmm.
And there used to be an effort, a small effort, at Murray State. But now the Murray State effort is combining with the Murray Art Guild, it sounds like to me.
Absolutely. That's actually how I first found out about it. About 6 or 7 years ago when I worked at the Apple, we donated soup for the program. And then when I started as director of the Guild, I hadn't heard about it in a while, so kind of started to investigate it. And when Reed Parrish joined us at the Guild and started a clay program, he was also interested. So we kind of started to investigate it and did talk to Kathy Timmons in the nutrition department. Her students are partnering with us. They've made the soup. Nicole Schmento is a student who has kind of spearheaded that, and it's been really fun to work with them on that.
What kind of soup?
They are making a tomato-based vegetable soup and potato soup.
Mm, yum. Now, the whole idea, the Empty Bowls project, came about in 2010, I think, as a result of the massive project Feeding America that developed around that time. I pulled off the report, and I would hope that any of our listeners interested in this would go look for this. It's Child Food Insecurity, the Economic Impact on Our Nation, and it researched the impact of food insecurity and hunger on child health, growth, and development, and was commissioned by Feeding America and the ConAgra Foods Foundation. And it's pretty stultifying. You've got some updated statistics from Tona Casey at Needline in Callaway about the enormity of need in Callaway alone.
Yes, when I talked to Tona yesterday, she indicated that from the first of the year until September, they have served 10,277 applications. That averages out to 800-something families a month who apply for food support through Murray Needline. Now, Needline also serves other needs, not just food, but they will also help families with utilities, rent, prescriptions, and medical travel. But they have served over 800 families a month.
It's pretty astonishing, considering, too, that you said that those statistics do not include other specific food programs. For instance, the backpack program that many of us without kids may not know about.
Needline does have over 12 programs, and those include other food programs, like you mentioned, on the backpack program, which serves students both in the Murray City Schools and the Callaway County School Systems. Students who are on the lunch program are sent home with a backpack with food and snacks for the weekend so that that they stay stable through the weekend. That other programs, through Needline, they send 250 baskets per month for senior citizens. And they also do, which is probably what most people know about, they do a Christmas basket program.
Yeah.
This year they're anticipating 600 requests for that. So that's probably the program people are most familiar with, because they'll see notices in the paper for specific needs for that?
Well, we want to talk more about some impressionistic stats from Needline about who is involved in getting the food. But Matt Markgraf is here, and I believe he'd love to see the bowls you brought along so that he can put them on our Facebook page. Sure. while we're with you. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that the bowls, last year was our first year to do the program. This is our, and we pretty much did it in-house because we just were trying to get our feet wet, see what kind of support there was for it. This year, we've expanded and have had a lot of help, and it's been really great. We've had the local Special Olympic delegates come to the Guild, to the studio to make bowls. We had participants who were here this summer with the Governor Scholar Program. The nutrition students came down and made bowls. And then we've had donations from local potters, from Wayne Bates, Reed Parrish, Tom Jackson, Alice Capps. So it's been really fun to have all the diversity.
For sure. And the bowls are being unwrapped.
Yeah, sorry for the rustling.
Oh, I think it's all right. Oh, wow. It's a beauty of a celadon green and blue, and then a celadon green with embossed design on it. And here's a stone with, is it navy or black? That's
it's
a Bates.
Yeah, this is one of Wayne's that he's donated. This one, I think, is one of the college students who use different materials to make impressions in the clay. And we do, some of the bowls have a stamp on them that say Empty Bowls 2012 on them. And this is one that our Guild Potter Reed Parrish threw at the studio. He's worked really, really hard firing a lot of bowls.
And I suppose you'd be okay with people donating back the bowls if they wanted to.
Sure. We would. And, you know, we've had some people that just make donations, as, you know.
Sure.
So, yes.
Now, there's a huge conversation going on across the country about America's poor and misconceptions, perhaps, about where poverty comes from and who's responsible for it. And I thought it was interesting what you learned from the Needline folks about who actually gets the Needline services that are food donations.
Most of the people are what Tony described as working poor, and they may have just, you know, for one month or another run into difficulty, either a job loss or for some reason domestic violence, and they're out, you know, and they just need help for that month. To apply, they do have an application process. So to apply, you do have to show proof of residency so that you're Murray and Calaway County, and you do have to show proof of income. So it's not just a free handout. It is a means of helping people get back on their feet.
Yeah.
This Needline is the only organization in Murray that, I think some of the churches do food needs, but and it's the largest in our 8-county area. Now, other counties might have more than one food service or food bank, but the Needline serves a lot of families in Murray and Keller County.
We're speaking with Debbie Danielson, who's executive director of the Murray Art Guild, and tomorrow evening from 5 to 7, the Empty Bowls Project is there. Describe again the location and the situation. It's going to be an outdoors affair, I understand.
It is. We're hoping for great weather, and I think it won't rain. It might be a little cool, so bring your jacket. But we are going to serve outside so that we can accommodate more people. Last year, we had about 80 bowls, and we sold out within the first 50 minutes. And we were all sitting on top of each other. So we decided to move the event outside. The Murray State Nutrition students will be there serving their vegetable soup and potato soup. The event is out back, so if you make your way there, just you'll find us out back. You know, feel free to mosey through the Guild. There's a great weaving exhibit up to look at, too.
Oh, is it Mary Kate's?
Yes, it is. Yeah, so definitely find your way into the building, but come on back. I'm sure there'll be lines. There'll be tables set up. We're just looking for a really kind of laid-back community soup dinner.
It sounds like a great project with lots of people involved, and I appreciate your taking the time. The 2010 Feeding America study had the food insecurity rate in the state of Kentucky as in the top five in the nation. Hmm. And that's a public health issue, a public education issue. And I appreciate you bringing it to our attention, as well as the beautiful artwork that you have here.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.